8:30 on the clock. Let's call to order the Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Setzer, Byers, Lytle, Bauman, Dorn, Hill, Juergens. First item on the agenda is to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented. The motion to
make a motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn, seconded by Setzer. Any discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve the agenda as presented. Next is to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
Make a motion to approve.
Moved by Setzer to approve.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Any discussion?
It works.
Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relative to equalization. Doug? Seeing none. Patty?
Basically, this is just a letter I've got from the department. And my county is on next week. What they're doing is each tax commissioner or CHRC member is looking at the what they call the reports and opinions of the state tax commissioner, or that'd be Ruth Sorensen, state tax administrator. And she called Gage County in line with all the adjustments, so now it's just got to go to the review process with TURC. So if you look across, you can see the different, like Gage County. Overall, we have a 12.56% increase from last year overall in the value, with the majority of it coming from the ag land, which is 27.08. And it's just showing you the different counties and so forth. So that's just kind of for, you know, that you guys might be interested in looking at that. Like I said, the next 2 weeks, they will be looking at the counties and calling counties in if they're not in compliance and have show cause hearings. So we should hear after next week. So that's basically just for information purposes. I did give Chris and Doug a news release that personal property is due by May 1st. So everybody needs to get that in. So that's kind of all I have right now. This summer and this spring, as soon as it warms up and now quits raining, well, we don't want it to quit raining for a while, my staff will probably be going through Beatrice, walking Beatrice and taking pictures. We're in Beatrice now. We have that six-year plan where we need to kind of be on site, look at the property, see if anything's changed, take a new photo. So that's where we'll be. So we'll do a lot of walking, I think, taking pictures and doing that. So,
has Dan had any feedback about being on foot and taking pictures? And I've had people say, who is that man? Yeah. Why is he taking
He bet, you know, like on foot, yeah, and he's got ID on him. So, but it's just like even a fee appraiser, you know, those guys, we've gotten calls on those people too, because if you've got a property that they're appraising, they've got to go look at three others. So, but when he has the truck out and about, you know, that has the logo on the side. Right. So, but just, you know, this is the day and age that we're in. So, but yep. We got to take the pictures. So, we're not going up and getting into the properties unless we see something. Then we leave a door hanger and ask them to call us for an appointment. So, but we do have to touch every property every 6 years. Now, there is a bill in the legislature, and hopefully it won't pass. To review every 3 years. And I guess that was brought about because of Lancaster and Douglas County. Some of the other counties are supposedly, you know, doing this real regularly, and I don't know what the situation is with Lancaster and Douglas, but it's kind of been brought forward because of that, so. So that's about it. The next thing will be protests and sending out valuation notices. And Myron, did you?
Couple things, I guess. Last year, when we had Meredith down and the 2012 county valuation, what they used to make the proposal, well, all the companies did, was a little over $2 billion, $2,086,294,000. So if we take this 12.56% increase and add that on, I come up with these are my numbers, $2,348,000.
Okay. This is real preliminary. What's going to happen now is that you're going to have your pipelines and your railroads coming in on top of this.
On top of this
we don't know what that's going to do. So, that'll come in August. with a protest, you could have a lowering of any, you know, possibly.
You could have a reduction.
There's some commercial businesses, I think, out there that people may protest. Another thing that you want to think about is this is from abstract to abstract from last year, not taking off of the valuation. I have an abstract that I turn in right now. So I've taken that from the abstract. I've not compared. This is a comparison to the abstract of last year. So things change after the abstract. Protests, you know, pipelines and railroads, and then the final valuation.
But our county,
so I'll have that in August. So a 12% increase, though, would be, you know, that's
kind of a ballpark area.
Right.
And I mean,
and
the reason I'm pointing this out is later when we discuss with Emeritus and stuff,
sure,
you know, in our evaluation and what it's going to cost per 100,000, it's actually
right,
less than what some of the numbers have been thrown out there. So, I mean,
this is one of the biggest increases I think we've seen in a while.
Yeah, you're talking, you know, 270 plus million increase, I mean, for the county, you know, so that's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. And I don't know that protests will bring it down much. The only thing I don't know is what centrally assessed and railroads will do.
So there are
because,
still...
And another thing is with personal property being due May 1st, those things depreciate out every year. Hopefully we get more on than we take off. But, you know, like with your equipment, some will depreciate off and go off the rolls, and then some hopefully will come on.
But so there's been, yeah, a lot of farmers have had some good years, so they've...
That's why we're requesting the depreciation schedules, so that we can see what they've, you know...
I mean, I would be surprised if personal property went down.
I would be, too.
Yeah.
But last year I did request the depreciation schedules, and that's one of the reasons, because a lot of things were left off that need to go on. And that is a self-reporting tax. I think it's a tax that needs some more leverage and some more support because it is self-reporting. We did pick up a lot of valuation last year by asking for the depreciation schedules. I think you're still okay with figuring, you know.
I mean, these are round numbers.
Right.
This was my addition.
Right.
It's not coming from your office,
right,
or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm,
but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good increase, and it's pretty much based on agriculture, so.
Any more discussion? Questions for Patty? Last call. Seeing none, we will adjourn Board of Equalization 8:37, and we will have about 10.